You're listening to the We Bleed For Real podcast for Friday, September 23rd, 2005.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome to the real big show, that being the We Bleed For Real podcast. I am your host with the most, Super Mara Joke, and thank you again for joining us on a wonderful episode of the WB4R podcast. Today, we're not going to focus on the New Jersey Hardcore or Wildwood Wrestling Federation as we normally do, but we're going to focus in on our good friends and competitors, and I use that term loosely, our friends at the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. So the big news is that the WWE was here in Oklahoma for its very first pay-per-view in the state of Oklahoma. Whoop-dee-doo. Yay. First pay-per-view in Oklahoma. Very historic, if you're from Oklahoma. They were actually up in Oklahoma City, and I didn't actually go to it. I don't want to pay $175 for ringside seats, at least that's what I hear what they were going for. And from what I heard, that it was a pretty sucky evening to shell out that kind of money anyway. But not only did they put on a crappy, underforgiven pay-per-view in Oklahoma City, they were the day before they were actually in Norman, Oklahoma, the home of the University of Oklahoma Sooners. So guess who decided to make a nice appearance here in town? Well, of course, it's got to be good old JR. Yes, JR came to Norman, Oklahoma. That's nothing new. He's kind of like a hometown boy here. But he didn't come alone. He brought a WWE superstar, and he brought the biggest athlete in the world today. That being the 7 foot, 500 pound Big Show. That's why we were playing the Big Show's music earlier on. So being the professional broadcast journalist that I am, I decided to go over and see if I could get a few words from good old JR and the Big Show. I brought my Griffin iTalk with me, and I'd like to play that little segment for you. What you'll hear at the beginning of the clip is a guy that I met and he was also an OU student, and he actually asked JR to sign his OU ID, and JR, since he's just so in love with the University of Oklahoma, probably wears OU underoos every night. He decided to oblige him, of course, just to, suck up to OU fans. Personally, I could give a crap if I got JR's signature. I was more interested in talking with the Big Show and seeing if he'd say a few things about the We Bleed For Real podcast, because I know he and all the professional wrestlers out there in the WWE listen to this podcast religiously. So, anyway, enough of me blabbering. Let's hear what he had to say.
Well, it's the Big Show.
I hope that's hey, Brian.
Yes, sir.
You guys getting plenty of B-roll, the big crowd, right?
Yeah, I've shot a bunch already. I'm going to wait till Braggett shoots a little more.
Because?
I shot all you guys when you were here.
Thank you.
All the crowd cheering earlier. There's some of the people here with sick this morning, lining up ready for you.
Wow, good.
Jay,
yes, sir.
Do you mind? Sign on my OU ID.
Oh, man.
Just side, not in the front. Thank you.
Makes it legitimate. Now he's really familiar with you.
That's a state seal right there.
All
right.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, Big Show. Would you mind cutting a short promo for our We Bleed For Real podcast?
No, I'm not cutting a promo.
No?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
How about seeing a little Grab Them Cakes by JYD?
They won't let
us
do it.
Okay.
Well,
F you, Big Show. Yo, F you, Big Show. Get you tonight. Yeah, F you, Big Show.
Come on, crank it up, yeah, you freaking suck. Well, get ready for something that you'll never know. You'll never be champion again, and I promise you'll know. F you, Big Show! Yeah, F you, Big Show, all the time. Oh yeah, that felt pretty good. Yes, a big F you out to the Big Show, and a big F you to JR. Especially Big Show for having your head up JR's ass. Anyway, it's funny, I found this article on this lordsofpain.net website. Let me read off some of it to you. WWE will increase focus on the transition of moving Big Show from a regular performer to an Andre-like novelty act. It's a little sacrilegious, you know, to Andre, wouldn't you think? Of course, this isn't coming from, I guess, the Titan Towers words, but if they actually worded it that way, that's kind of sacrilegious to me. Anyway, it goes on to say that while Big Show will still work regularly, WWE is reported trying to remove him from long-term programs with other wrestlers. Show will instead work on developing a special bond with the fans so that each appearance is considered important and special. Well, yeah, this I definitely would agree that this appearance by Big Show here in Norman was something less than special, and that pretty much he hasn't had a special outing in quite a long time. Such intentions explain the utilization of Big Show in comedy roles and parade-like entrances. Both are designed to make him more fan-friendly. Oh yeah, he sounded real fan-friendly there, didn't he? Few specifics are available as to plans for Big Show. All that is known is that WWE is indeed committed to this transition. It could, of course, take quite some time before going into full effect. Well, F you anyway. But maybe that explained why he might have been in a kind of crappy mood. Oh, also that he had to come to Norman, Oklahoma. In a nutshell, the WWE is saying, if this is indeed true, that Big Show, the fans are sick of you, and we're going to try to tone your appearances down, just so then we stop getting sick of you. But if you could all do us here at the We Bleed For Real podcast a favor and just keep booing and doing nothing for the Big Show, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? whatever. Well, maybe the Big Show might think that he's too big to be singing Grab Them Cakes by JYD, but your host, Super Mario Joke here, I have not let my ego get to my head. I haven't let the success get to my head. I think of the fans first, and if you want to hear Grab Them Cakes by JYD, well, then you should hear. What is this? Grab Them Cakes? Well, I started this dance in my neighborhood. Now everyone's doing it, because it feels so good. All you need is a partner that know how to move, and the rest real easy, just stick the groove. And when you get yourself started, it's hard to stop. You just go for your partners, you know what? And then you G-R-A-B-T-H-E-M-C-A-K-E-S. Ow! Grab them cakes!
Ow! Is that all you do?
Grab them cakes!
Listen, I don't care what it takes!
Grab them cakes!
Oh, I feel it when you do it to me!
Grab them cakes!
Oh, come on, yeah.
You'll listen to the Super Mario joke. F you, Big Show. Yeah. Well, you move to the left, then you move to the right, then you squeeze your partner with all your might. Well, you let your man loose, then you turn him on out. Then you do your thing, and then you scream and shout. Get your start, it's hard to stop. Do for your partners, you know what? And then you G-R-A-B-T-H-E-F-C-A-K-E-S. Ow! Grab them cakes!
Oh, is that all you do?
Grab them cakes!
Listen, I don't care what it takes!
Grab them cakes!
Oh, feel it when you do it to me!
Grab them cakes!
Oh, come on, dog!
Look at that gut on that dog. What the hell is JYD talking about there? The friggin' freak. I mean, he's talking about trying to grope people in this song. Get yourself started, it's hard to stop. Go for your partners, you know what. And then you G-R-A-B-T-H-E-M-T-A-K-E-S. Ow! Grab them cakes.
Oh, is that all you do?
I said grab them cakes.
Oh, you care
what it takes. Grab them cakes.
Oh, you really do it to me.
Grab them cakes. Them cakes. Grab them cakes. Grab them cakes. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Grab them cakes. And Norman, Oklahoma. Hey, Louisiana, good for him there, man. Do it to me. Grab them. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. No, really. It's okay. It's okay. No, thank you. Thank you. No, you guys are too kind. Thanks. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I know I'm good, but... Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it looks like at least most of our fans enjoyed that performance. What you guys think, huh? What you guys think? Vince? Gene?
All right!
Is that something?
The dog getting down!
If I could expostulate just momentarily on the virtues of Junkyard Dog, I think he can sing as good as he can wrestle.
Even you had to be impressed, Jesse.
I'm not impressed. Let me tell you what it sounded like. He had a mouthful of grit spewing out at the microphone.
Well, I did have a little bit of grits this morning for breakfast, but that's beyond the point. So that one was dedicated to the late, great Junkyard Dog. And Big Show and JR, you can only dream of attaining such great heights in your career as the late, great JYD did. I mean, it doesn't get any better than singing a little bit of Grab Them Cakes on the very first wrestling album. That'll do it for another episode of the We Bleed For Real podcast. I know this is shorter than most of the other ones, but I figure you guys get kind of sick of me blabbering on after 20 or so minutes. So, we'll just quit while we're ahead right now. Just a reminder that our official website, webleedforreal.blogspot.com, for all your latest news and where to catch your podcasts. You could also subscribe to our podcast through Feedburner, that being feeds.feedburner.com/longliveluger. If you want to send us an email with questions, comments, death threats, whatever, you can do that at webleedforreal@gmail.com. This is your host with the most, Super Mario Joke, signing off. And remember, everyone's afraid of the dark. That catchphrase never really caught on, did it? Oh well.